Hollywood demands impeachment after Mueller testimony, no more effing around. By Jerome Hudson on July 24, 2019. The Hollywood left called on Democrats in Congress to impeach President Donald Trump after former special counsel Robert Mueller testified before Congress on Wednesday. It is imperative, Congress must start an impeachment inquiry. This president colluded with a foreign enemy power to undermine our democracy, said Director Rob Reiner, who regularly demands Democrats to begin impeachment proceedings against Trump, then obstructed justice to cover that up. Period. Speaker Pelosi, with all due respect, no more fucking around. Responding to news that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi would hold a press conference after Mueller's testimony, actor John Cusack said hopefully to announce impeachment. 37 indictments, 7 convictions, 127 secret meetings with Russian agents and so many hours of testimony. It's time for an hashtag impeachment inquiry now, said Will and Grace star Deborah Messing. Wednesday saw the former FBI director testify for hours before the House Judiciary Committee as well as the House Oversight Committee. There was near universal agreement among many media members and Democrat operatives that in his testimony Mueller looked frail and not sharp. Michael Moore shared the same sentiment, slamming Democrats for putting their faith in the esteemed Robert Mueller to be able to set the stage for impeaching President Trump. A frail old man, unable to remember things, stumbling, refusing to answer basic questions, Michael Moore said. I said it in 2017 and Mueller confirmed it today. All you pundits and moderates and lame Dems who told the public to put their faith in the esteemed Robert Mueller, just STFU from now on. President Trump agreed with Moore, and went so far as to thank the Democrats for bringing Mueller up to testify. Hollywood leftists were chiming in all day, some praying various Democrats and others pouncing on parts of the testimony they believe damaging to Trump. Check out all the latest reaction below. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.